This is an iHeart podcast.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. The week is almost over, and we have a bunch of stuff we're going to tackle this hour, from men and women sports bands. Mexico's finally getting on board. That's always a good thing.
Buenas tardes.
It was a little awkward at the Jimmy Carter memorial thing today, and the WNBA is still unwatchable trash. All that, a bunch of emails because I'm behind on those, and so much more coming up on the world-famous Jesse Kelly Show. So Garth Brooks and Trisha Yearwood, they sung that horrible song by John Lennon today at the Jimmy Carter funeral. That song, Imagine, that dirty commie hippie song, it's just the most wretched song ever. And the only reason I brought this up is not to make fun of Garth Brooks, but more country music stars than you think are commie dirtballs. Did you know that? I was shocked when I first started running for office and I started finding out how many of these people, they're not, you know, God and country type people. They're dirty commies in a cowboy hat. Now, Garth Brooks has been doing this stuff for a while. It's not exactly news. But look into your favorite country music artist, if that's your type of thing. Now, that's not my area. I love country music, but really nothing that was made after 2000. My opinion, I put modern country music right up there with that death metal, hate, filth, garbage, and most rap music. It's just in that unlistenable trash. Now, if we're talking Hank Williams Jr. and Johnny Cash and things like that, that's just all right by me. I have all kinds of those things on my phone to listen to, but modern country, I got my truck, and it's freaking, none of it seems genuine at all. It's awful. Now, Senator Tuberville, who I do like a lot, coach, you know what I love about Tuberville? I've met him, I've talked to him before, I know him. He doesn't want to be called senator. Is this not the most SEC football thing you've ever heard in your life? He's a United States senator. They call it the most exclusive club in the world. He doesn't want to be called senator. He wants to be called coach because he used to coach Auburn football. He's a great football coach. So Coach Tuberville, he introduced a bill to ban men from joining women's sports, which, of course, it's a good bill. Fine, that all that stuff works. But I only brought this up because this goes right back to the term limit thing, term limit discussion we were having a little while ago about how I'm not necessarily against, or not necessarily for term limits, because we the people already have the power if we step up and get involved and get these people removed. It shouldn't take a bill originating in the United States Senate to stop men from participating in women's sports. That should be a universal thing, where society itself shuns the very idea of it. And I just want to again remind you that communists seek out, here in America, because that's not our founding religion. Communism is a religion, an evil, demonic one. They know it's not natural for our country. So what they do is, because they're not the majority, they've never been the majority, even in the Soviet Union, they were never the majority. They seek out choke points of power and seize them. Your company, if you work for a company of any size, the communists may be sitting in the corporate boardroom, they may not. But you know where I guarantee they are? The HR department, the human resources department, operated almost exclusively by filthy communist women who want to control the hiring and firing of the company, a choke point of power. Oh, sorry, I can't come in today. HR comes in. We have to do a two-day seminar on lesbian studies. The HR department. The same thing happens with these various sports leagues and things like that. the filthy, miserable communists in your community, take them over, and they ram their sick religion down your throat. That we should already be standing up to these people, taking their power away from them. Society should universally reject this stuff, but the right has been so infected with the idea that it's supposed to be nice about things. Well, I gotta be nice. Well, I gotta be nice. I don't want to step on any toes. Why? I love stepping on people's toes. I love making evil people angry. It's one of the greatest joys in my life. Stomp on everyone's toes as long as they're a demonic savage who tells you that men should be able to beat the crap out of your daughter on the rugby field. Well, I don't know if chicks play rugby, but you know exactly what I'm talking about. Actually, I know they do because there's that hilarious picture in Australia of the female rugby team, and then there's this hulking, massive dude who's just dominating everybody out there. It's freaking amazing. Jesse, he says, world traveler. This is about never checking a bag. As someone who's deployed to the Middle East regularly for 10 years and who regularly flies on trips over 24 hours, oh gosh, that's brutal. Here's the best and final answer to your backpacks, or to your problem. Osprey backpacks. Lifetime warranty, no questions asked. Their 50L backpack will fit in any overhead bin, even the tiny commuter planes, and even when stuffed full. I have put 80 pounds in these before, no problem. They range from $200 to $350. Yeah, no, I'm not. What, Chris? What? Hold on, Chris. You're not going to believe what just happened. I was about to pitch a fit about paying $300 for a backpack, and Jewish producer Chris jumped in to try to talk me into it. Okay, Chris, when are you buying one, bud? When's your 300? Don't say you don't travel that much. If you flew to work every single day, you would never in a million years spend $300 on a backpack. You'd probably bring a garbage bag or something like that just because it's free. You would never spend that kind of money. And I'm not spending $300 on anything. No way. Not a chance. Jesse, for you. Well, either way, I did look them up, to be honest with you, and they do look great. I just can't. I think if I spent $300 on a backpack, and I realize they're high quality, at least they'd look it. Lifetime warranty, they're probably high quality. I think my dad would rise from the grave and murder me if I ever spent $300 on a backpack. What, Chris? Buy once, cry once. I know you're right. I bought an Oakley one. I bought an Oakley backpack because I got it on sale. It was Black Friday sale. I bought an Oakley backpack, and it's freaking awesome. It has more little zip-ups and little pockets and things like that in it, and it certainly wasn't $300 freaking. So I think I'll be riding that one out for as long as humanly possible. Although Ob says I look like a dork with a backpack on. What's wrong with the backpack? She's like, you're not supposed to travel with the backpack on. I think I look rugged. Jesse, 4 years ago, eggs were, yep, just what I was talking about. Eggs were under a dollar. Now they're $5-6. Being from Michigan, we've gone 100% cage-free due to a state mandate. Billions of eggs produced by millions of hens, and now they're unaffordable. No wonder Egg McMuffins cost so much. I have a local place where I get my breakfast tacos here in Texas. It works this way in California too, Tucson or Arizona, it works this way. But here in Texas, as I've told you before, to get amazing Mexican food, you don't have to go into one of these expensive sit down Tex-Mex restaurants, although you get great food there, really, really great food there. Here in the Houston area, they're all over. El Tiempo and Gringo's is one that's really good. Papacito's. Now, these are chains, but they're really, really good Tex-Mex. But you don't have to go in and spend that kind of money. I'll go into them occasionally, but you get great Mexican food in the gas station. Gas stations, and I'm not being white trash Jesse, I swear, gas stations all across Texas, they have little kitchens there. And the same way you get like a sheet, depending on where you're at, the same way you'd get a little gas station restaurant, here in Texas, there'll be a little independent Mexican restaurant with a couple fat old Mexican ladies working back there making fresh tortillas and thin carnitas. Chris, you don't understand what that stuff means every single day. Well, I have this one I go to every now and then if I'm driving by. It's 20 minutes from my house, so I don't go by often. But they have the best chorizo. I get chorizo egg and extra cheese. That's queso, Chris, queso. I get chorizo egg and extra cheese on my breakfast tacos. And I get two tacos. They've always been $7. Two, 3 years. For two tacos, it's $7. Sounds like a lot, but they stuff a lot of eggs in them. They're really, really friggin' good. She had to fess up to me. She felt like crying because I've been coming in there forever. She said, "They're $8 now." Ocho, Chris. Ocho, if you wanna be bilingual like I am, $8 now. $8 for two breakfast tacos. Friggin' heartbreaking. At least my knee doesn't hurt thanks to Relief Factor. My wallet hurts, but Relief Factor is still selling 3 week quick start kits for $19.95. Did you know that? $19.95. $19.95, and you can maybe make that pain in your life disappear drug-free. No more ignoring it. Ah, my back hurts, my muscle. No more ignoring it. No more taking things that wreck your body to mask it. What if you just tried it for 3 weeks? You know, almost everyone calls to order more. Why do you think they do that? 3 weeks. You might be 3 weeks away from that pain being gone. How much would it change your life? What would you do that you used to do back when you were pain free? Call 1-800 the number 4 relief or go to relieffactor.com. We'll be back.
Missed out?
Catch up.
JesseKellyShow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, coming back apparently with some modern country music because Jewish producer Chris hates me. Now, that's not a bad song. It's not like every song is bad, Chris. I didn't mean to insult all of it. Well, I guess I kind of did mean to insult all of it, but it's not good. You know what is good? Trump's about to be back in, and we're about to have some immigration sanity. See, there was another migrant caravan coming up to the United States of America. Remember, these things, they start south of Mexico even. They go up through Mexico and into America, depending on who's president, I should say. You see, if you have a communist like the Democrats in charge, they want all these murderers and rapists and even just the other illegals. They want all those people into the country so they can bring about the collapse of the country. That's why they're welcoming them in. So what Mexico does, Mexico just kind of stands to the side and waves them forward. In some cases, they'll help them get here. But as soon as you get an American president with some sanity, they start putting some of the buck on Mexico of, hey, why are you allowing invading armies to walk right through your country and right into ours? Already, they're starting to break up these caravans. The Trump presidency is not going to be perfect. None of them are. Parts of it you'll love. Parts of it you'll hate. We got all that. But some immigration sanity, gosh, sign me up for that. We can't possibly get there fast enough. Let's put this guy in charge of everything.
Why is there a fire happening right now?
There are multiple fires that are taking place.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Yeah. In the news, though, you're supposed to know.
Well, I don't know how it started. We don't know how it started. There, you know, winds.
I think
winds.
It's all the gay people in L.A.
Okay. There we go. Okay. We got the
unacceptable.
Yeah, I love that guy. Brittany Griner warns the WNBA to do better with our contracts. Says it's not going to fly. This is the problem. You know what? I think that one of the reasons this show might be popular is because it hands out some tough love. When you live in a society where everybody is coddled, everyone's coddled. What you do is you create a society of not just entitlement, but where people don't understand reality. Nobody watches the WNBA. It loses millions of dollars a year. It is a charity. meaning everyone who plays in it should be paid charity wages. You're not entitled to anything because no one wants to watch you play. Dear Balding Guru, I'm a 15-year-old anti-communist currently attending public high school. Though my teachers mean well, I'm finding that I'm learning little to nothing each day. The subject of this one from her is public school sucks. I'm wondering if you could recommend some books that could help me gain a better understanding of history, because government-regulated textbooks just aren't cutting it. I hope you can share some of your infinite wisdom. Okay, so first, one of the best books I ever read on economics. Now, this one may be a little boring, depending on how big of a nerd you are. I enjoyed this book, but I've recommended it to other people, and they said, it's kind of a slog. The book is called Free to Choose by Milton Friedman. No, it's not about abortion. Trust me. It's about how the economy works. Highly recommend that if you're looking for kind of economic stuff. History, go pick up some books by Stephen Ambrose. Stephen Ambrose wrote amazing history. Lewis and Clark, he wrote a Lewis and Clark book called Undaunted Courage, is so, so good. Hampton Sides, he's a modern author. He puts out things on everything from the Korean War to World War II. I read everything Hampton Sides has ever written. Hampton Sides is a good one. So that's just a few to start you out. Just some basics, American history, some World War stuff, some economics. The good news is there are so many wonderful things out there to read. And if you're one of these people, whether you're young or old, and you want to learn more about some sort of historical thing, don't think it has to be boring. Look, I do this all the time. If I go pick up a book on something, if I'm hot on something, the Crimean War, which I'm actually reading about a little bit right now. So you can probably bank on a history podcast on that at some point. But the Crimean War, if you go pick up a book on the Crimean War and it bores you to tears, just put it down and go find a different one. There are so many books written every single year by different authors from different angles. Don't have this. I used to have this when I was younger. I used to have this obsession that I had to finish every single book I started. And what would happen was, because you don't feel like reading the book, you always go do something else. And then you don't end up reading anything you love because you have to finish the one that you said you loved, so you never read. So it takes you a year to get through a book, whereas when you get one you geek out on, you're done with it in a week because you're staying up at night. You end up tired and yawning at school or work the next day because you couldn't put the book down. If it doesn't hook you, if it doesn't bring you in, set it down. Eric Larson does really good books. My wife is not a history nerd at all like I am, but Eric Larson does some fascinating kind of historical books too. There are really, really good people out there. All right. All right. So let's play this.
Why is there a fire happening right now?
There are multiple fires that are taking place.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Yeah.
In the news, though, you're supposed to know.
Well, I don't know how it started. We don't know how it started. There, you know,
I think
winds.
It's all the gay people in LA.
Okay.
You know what? That reporter wanted to shoot him with the Byrna pistol right now. And while that would be a bad use of the Byrna non-lethal pistol launcher, it's still legal in California to own one. You see, Byrna is used by security guards all over the country. Security services, SWAT teams. It shoots pepper balls or tear gas balls or kinetic rounds. Practicing with it is the biggest bunch of nerd out fun. They send this target and it captures the rounds, and the rounds are full of these, it's like baby powder. In fact, it might just be baby powder. We go in the backyard and we just just plink with this thing all the time. Save your life. Save the life of the person you love the most. You want 10% off? BYRNA.com/Jesse. BYRNA.com/Jesse. We'll be back.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly DC.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. Remember, if you miss any part of the show, download the whole thing on iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. Don't forget to send your Ask Dr. Jesse questions in for tomorrow, Jesse at JesseKellyShow.com. So, two different stories here. This is from Not the Bee. Police ask a British victim of the Pakistani rapist to take down posts warning people about the child abuse crisis. The police told a victim to take down her social media post. Now, combine this. This one's from Hot Air. Will another hoax be revealed? 14 Minneapolis police officers claim the Minneapolis Police Department chief lied during the trial. Remember something. They are trying to silence, to frighten, to intimidate, to hurt the good people in an effort to protect the bad people. This is not unique to America, as you just heard. Part of it's UK, it's Canada, it's happening everywhere. It is not a passive effort. It is an active effort. They are bringing monsters into your country as fast as they can. And as the monsters pillage you, you get angry, understandably. They then will shift to attacking you so they can continue to bring the monsters into the country. These are the evil people who run Western society now. And we have to fight them. We have to take back power from them. We have to run them out of office everywhere we can. All right, Jesse, I can't always listen to Medal of Honor Monday, so I always catch it on podcast. I'm an older, hardcore, tatted up, big biker dude, and I'm willing to admit that Medal of Honor Monday's hero stories always choke me up and bring tears to my eyes. Many times I outright cry over the heroics of these men. I just wanted to let you know how much you're appreciated out here in Radio Land, and of course, thank you for your service to keep up the good fight for all of us. Since I can say his name, he's in New York City. His name is Al. You know, I'll be honest with you. You know, I'm not a big crier, to put it mildly. I didn't know until my dad died when my sons told Ob that they had never seen me cry before until my dad died. Good grief, they're 14 and 16. I can't believe I've never shed a tear in front of them, but apparently I had not. So I'm not a big crier. But there have been times on Medal of Honor Monday, especially when we play taps afterwards, there have been times where I've got to try to collect myself. There's something just so selfless and beautiful about these stories of heroes, man. And those people still exist today. You should know that. And they're not all in the military either. But obviously a bunch of them are in the military. Look at those firefighters. I mean, we give the LA firefighter leadership a bunch of garbage because they're a bunch of DEI worthless losers. But the actual firefighters on the ground, I saw something today. They were running into houses, these firefighters. And of course, they're shot. They're exhausted. Can you imagine? Go throw on all that gear and go fight fires all the time. They're just physically worn out. They were running into a house and they were hauling out the photo albums. And I don't know if you've seen any of the aerial pictures yet. If you haven't, you'll see them on the nightly news or on social media. There, we're not even talking a block. There are entire neighborhoods gone in California right now. Gone. And there are heroes out there trying to fight that stuff. Those guys who go out there and do that stuff, cops. You imagine being a cop, a place like New Orleans. Imagine what it's like walking that beat every single day. You never know. Freaking amazing. Oh, I have a good one I want to play you. Jasmine Crockett, she's that nutball, just one of these new squad member types, always running her mouth as loud as humanly possible, of course. She went on CNN, and Scott Jennings was on CNN talking about all the DEI hires. And so it didn't go well for Jasmine.
You might have recall a news story from last year. There was some interest in the fire departments and the firefighters in California, and the interest was that there were too many white men who were firefighters, and we need to have a program in California to make sure we don't have enough white men as firefighters. So we have DEI, we have budget cuts, and yet I'm wondering now, if your house is burning down, how much do you care what color the firefighters are?
You can respond, and then
listen. I am so tired. You know what? There was an article that just came out that said that actually the most educated demographic in this country right now is black women. So let me be clear. Because you
probably push back on that.
You are a woman, or because I know that some of the right has been.
I mean, the Asians have got to have that by a mile, right? The most educated demographic. Chris, am I going to get in trouble for that? Whatever. It's still true anyway. Yeah, probably. But it's definitely the Asians. Harvard had to start blocking the Asians out because they were going to be all Asian. It definitely is not black women. I promise you that. The Asians have us all crushed.
Sharing these photos of the fact that I believe that the fire chief may be a woman or something.
You know, I'm super educated. I went to Pima Community College for a couple years. Almost got an associate's degree.
Nothing to do with it. We are looking at
I had to drop algebra a couple times.
Qualifications. What diversity, equity, and inclusion has always been about is saying, you know what? Open this up. Don't just look at the white men. Open it up and recognize that other people can be qualified. And the fact that we want to, at a time when people are dying, decide that a country of immigrants is failing or people are dying because the same very people that built this country, because the last time.
Look, you can sit there and say, I'm going to cut her off just because I can't deal with that anymore. I can feel a headache creeping in the longer she talks. Could you imagine being married to that? Anyway. How do people like that get into office? Do we need to term limit that lady out of office? Now, you want her out of office. I want her out of office. It's embarrassing to have people like that sitting in the United States House of Representatives. It's awful. I get it. I'm right there with you. But the people vote for that in this country. She's from the Dallas area, Texas. People vote for that in this country. Jesse, you forgot the most important component of your queso recipe, the meat. You neglected to mention the chorizo that goes in it. I did forget to mention the chorizo last night. Sorry, I was put on the spot. What, Chris? What were you going to say? Nothing? It's probably dumb anyway. Headline. Matt Gaetz says he's starting to think about a campaign for Florida governor. You nailed it again. The guy says, Mike. Look, I got word on that a long, long time ago. That in politics, you always have to question whatever you see. And if it seems like somebody's getting a little too loud in any certain way, there's almost always a reason behind it. And you may remember during the primary, Byron Donalds and Matt Gaetz, they didn't just come out and back Trump. It's a very understandable thing to do. They went all in, blasting away at Ron DeSantis, where they'd previously been allies. All of a sudden, they acted like the guy was some idiot, dirtball. No, I mean, they did more than just, well, I'm going to back Trump. I'm going to vote for Trump. They went all in on it. And that should have told you something. And I came on the air and told you what I had heard, what I knew to be true. What they were doing was, both of them, they were trying to out-MAGA each other, trying to get the coveted Donald Trump endorsement for an upcoming gubernatorial run in Florida because Ron DeSantis is term limited out. I told you all this was coming. Now, everyone in their primary fervor didn't want to hear any of that. No, they just love Trump. I was trying to explain That's how that works. All right. All right. We do a couple more emails, talk about a little congressional stock trading, and then we're getting out of here. But first, let's talk about some rough greens. Let's talk about keeping our dogs and cats alive. Rough greens got so popular, not surprisingly, because everyone saw their dogs getting healthier, that naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black decided he was going to create a formula for cats. Now, all I can tell you is what Rough Greens has done for Fred. Fred used to, we'd have to put him out back after every single meal because of the stomach problems. But Rough Greens, he hasn't done that since we started it. We see a difference in his coat. It's shinier. His breath, gosh, he used to have the worst breath. Look, it's still not exactly like he just washed his mouth out with Listerine, but it's significantly better now. That's what happens when you sprinkle a natural nutritional supplement on your dog's food so they actually get nutrition. You want some? You want a free Jumpstart trial bag to try it? Got it for your cat, too. 833-33-MY-DOG or roughgreens.com/Jesse. We'll be back.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. Meet the nine lawmakers who out-traded Nancy Pelosi in the stock market last year. You want these names? This is from the Daily Caller. So, Nancy Pelosi is famous for the fact that she's the best stock trader on the planet. Well, there are Republicans and Democrats on this list. David Ruzer of North Carolina, he's a Republican. Democrat Debbie Wasserman Schultz saw 149 and 142% returns, respectively, Ruzer and Schultz. Democrat Senator Ron Wyden, Oregon. Republican Texas Rep. Roger Williams. Democrat Kentucky Rep. Morgan McCarvey. These are the people who are dominating. Pelosi's annual returns also lagged behind those of Republican Reps Larry Buchshin of Indiana and Pete Sessions of Texas, 98% and 95% returns. Susan Collins of Maine and David Kustoff of Tennessee, both Republicans, both over 70% returns. And just so we're clear, nobody gets 70, 90, 100% returns unless they know things. And if there was anybody on Wall Street outside of Congress who was getting returns like that, they would have the Security and Exchange Commission, the SEC, they would have them all over them like white on rice. It would be ugly. And the amazing part about this is how naked the corruption is, because there's not a second option. You're getting 100% returns on your stock. You are taking inside knowledge other people don't have, and you're stock trading with it. There's not a second way you can do things like this. So it's brazen, naked corruption right out in the open. And this is where it'll come back to my term limit argument again. That's why we need term limits. No, that's why we need voters who see this stuff, know this stuff, and go punish these people at the ballot box for being a bunch of crooked freaks. Also, the fact that these people are so corrupt is part of the reason I know we're not going to get any significant spending cuts anytime soon. You did buy some gold or silver already, right? Remember, just because Trump got into office doesn't mean we stop preparing for rocky times. Food, water, ammo, precious metals. Invest in things now that will span the test of time, because it might very well be a rocky future. Get a hold of Gold Co. They're offering up to 10% match in bonus silver whatever on a qualified purchase. Gold Co. is the company with an A-plus rating with the BBB, the Better Business Bureau. They've won awards for how reliable they are. I'm already a customer. JesseLikesGold.com. All right? JesseLikesGold.com. I wish I'd known about Gold Co. a few years ago because I would have bought a whole lot more of it. Let's do some emails. Jesse, or no, this one's Chris. Please find a way to undermine Jesse's goal of becoming CPR certified. If, on the off chance he ever actually saves someone, we will never hear the end of it. His name is Jesse. Well, that's why I want to be CPR certified. It's not because I care about helping my fellow man. I want to do something heroic and then brag about it. Otherwise, what's the point of doing anything nice for anyone else ever? You hear Gavin? One more word on the Gavin Newsom clip. This one here.
And the Palisades ran out last night in the hydrants. I was trying to firefighter on this block. Yeah. They left because there was no water in the hydrant here.
The local folks are trying to figure that out. I mean, just when you have a system that is not just.
Remember when we were talking during the election season how politicians now, the smart ones, they've had to adjust to understand that a little 10-second soundbite, a 15-second soundbite can sink your campaign. Joe Biden, of course, his mind is too far gone and he couldn't control himself. So he'd get on the camera and he'd say, you know, the only garbage I see is his supporters. Remember that little tidbit? And it ran far and wide, and Trump slaps a Trump sign on the side of a garbage truck and makes a big PR stunt out of the whole thing. It was brilliant. Joe Biden couldn't control his mouth. The only garbage I see is his supporters. Gavin Newsom has plans to run for president in 2028. You can go ahead and pencil him in for the Democrat primary. Everybody knows it. There is a very, very good chance you're going to hear this a lot.
And the Palisades ran out last night in the hydrants. I was trying to firefighter on this block. Yeah. They left because there was no water in the hydrant here.
The local folks are trying to figure that out. I mean, just when you have it.
Hey, Governor Newsom, there's no water in the fire hydrants. What's going on? Well, the local folks are going to figure that out. That doesn't sound very good.
And now,
here's a headline.
By the way, don't forget to get your Ask Dr. Jesse questions in to jesse@jessekellyshow.com.
And now,
here's a headline.
Go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
U.S. says claims of plotting Maduro overthrow are categorically false. Well, of course we're plotting the overthrow of Maduro. He's been a thorn in our side down in Venezuela forever. I'm sure the CIA has plotted 8,000 ways to overturn him, but because it's the CIA, I'm sure they'll screw it up. Los Angeles fire chief warned that Mayor Karen Bass's budget cuts limited wildfire response. Quote, at risk of reduced effectiveness. Well, look, when you vote for a Democrat, the fire department's going to have its budget cut, and all that money's going to go to a bunch of new DEI initiatives. That's what happens when you vote Democrat. Sorry, you keep voting Democrat, that's what you get. Experts issue warning about falling iguanas in Florida. Do you think the falling iguanas in Florida, when it freezes, do you think that story's finally been overdone by now? I feel like every time Florida hits a freeze, every single year we have to get the, oh, watch out for the falling iguanas. Look, it was funny the first couple times. Now it's just, you know, maybe just let that one go this year. LA fires, 0% contained as the residents survey the havoc. That's something we don't really dwell on, at least I don't, because I'm not in LA right now. These things aren't out. They're not done. They're still raging. And we already have video of more arsonists out there. Remember, California has a serious, serious arson problem. It's not just the homeless. It's a bunch of other people. They've been caught many times before. The arsonists are still lighting things. The winds are still carrying things. Really, really remember to say a prayer out there. It's ugly. Joe Biden still thinks he could have won in 2024. Yeah, Joe Biden thinks, well, I was about to say Joe Biden thinks a lot of things, but I don't think that's very accurate. Anyway, I will see you tomorrow for Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. That's all.
This is an iHeart podcast.